Podcasting from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, the city of brotherly love. This is the Wasson Fitness audio experience, where we go deep about upgrading your fitness, exercise, and mindset. I'm your host, Jason Wasson, and I'm the head coach and owner of the Power Femme Challenge program. Welcome to our show. What's up, guys? It is Monday, the 5th of October. We are cruising through this year, and I am out here in the rain just because, well, it's probably one of the last days I'll be able to be out here in shorts. Here's my legs. Yep, cool. So, there it is. All right, so, here it is, guys. We're going to go in, we're going to dive deep real quick, and we're going to talk about depression, anxiety, and peace. So, Lao Tzu, the philosopher, said that depression is worrying about things that happened in the past, anxiety is worrying about things that are going to happen in the future, and peace is being present and being okay with being in the present. So, let's unpack that real quick. Thinking about things that happened last week, last month, last year, yesterday, a minute ago, you know, there's nothing we can do about it. It's, you know, water under the bridge, crying over spilled milk, whatever, whatever. And when you do that, when you worry about things that happened in the past, yeah, you're going to get depressed. You're going to, you know, think about, oh, well, you know, I could have done this. I could have done that. It's too late. It's too late. You could have done all kinds of things. It's too late. So anxiety, thinking about what's going to happen in the future, you know, oh, well, I didn't do this last week. So next week's going to do this and that and the other thing. And all these things are going to happen next week, and I haven't done anything. I haven't done anything to kind of prepare myself for it. Or this is going to happen, that's going to happen, and being anxious about things that, you know, you may or may not have control over. Well, if you do have control over it, take control. Take some ownership. Take some ownership and find out what it is you got to do. Take those steps that you've got to take. And if you don't have that problem, if that comes up in the future and you know, you're like, oh, well, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was. Well, you're anxious for nothing. You wasted days and weeks of your time and your heart and your energy thinking about things that didn't really matter. So live in the present. Live in the present. Be at peace. Be at peace with yourself. Be at peace with your present. Be at peace with your future. And make peace with your past. You know, if you make peace with your past, a lot of things fall back into place. A lot of things, you know, you give yourself permission to fuck up. And that's okay. It's okay to fuck up. Give yourself permission to fuck up. Give yourself permission to fuck up in the future. It's okay. You're going to fuck up. I fuck up all the time. And every time I fuck up, you know what? It's okay. It's who I am. I fuck up. So anyway, let's get rid of that anxiety. Let's get rid of that depression. Let's get rid of that sadness. And let's just be at peace with who we are today. And make the moves today so that we can be continuing to be at peace with ourselves in the future. We can discontinue anxiety by making moves today, by making decisions today, by making today the best that we can. That's all for me today, guys. I look forward to some conversations I'm having with Tony and Irene this week about their experience with the program. And if you haven't actually gotten on and requested your time for your testimonial interview, love to hear from you guys. Really want to know what results you've had and what you guys are planning to do over the next 6 to 12 weeks to see how you're going to continue to achieve better and better results, and then also, you know, continue to improve. We'll talk soon.